coming down to the wire on FAA reauthorization.
The most significant change in aviation history is being proposed here.
A conversation with Ed Bolin, next. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The deadline for FAA reauthorization comes at the end of next month, March 31st. NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin says this is a defining moment for our industry because proposed as part of the reauthorization measure is the privatization of air traffic control services funded by user fees.
We have seen privatized systems in other parts of the world that have restricted access, that have given priority to commercial operations over non-commercial operations, that have effectively eroded small-town access to major finance centers. We've seen those foreign systems have been detrimental to general aviation operations, and we're very concerned about transplanting that idea to the most important general aviation market in the world.
What are some specific examples?
We saw in Canada where rates were raised during an economic turndown. We saw in England where the privatized system needed a massive bailout from the federal government. We've seen in Australia where commercial operations receive priority over non-commercial operations.
Ed, lately there's been talk of privatization without the imposition of user fees.
NBAA, in fact, General Aviation's concerns with the idea of privatization has always gone well beyond just the user fee issue and has gotten into the very heart of access to airports and airspace. The airlines have, for a number of years, promoted the idea of a privatized air traffic control system. And our concern is that that privatized system will effectively be controlled by the airlines for the benefit of their operations and potentially the detriment of other operations. We think it has the potential to be devastating for general aviation and the airports and the communities and the people and the companies that depend on this form of transportation.
In December, NBAA issued a call to action asking its members to contact their representatives in Washington and register their concerns about privatization and user fees. Bolin says the response to date has been outstanding.
There is no time to wait. The most significant change in the way air traffic control is handled in the United States, potentially in our history, is going to come before the House of Representatives in the very near future, and we need to make our concerns known well before that vote happens. So I would urge anyone associated with NBAA, anyone who depends on the general aviation industry, to go to contact Congress, and it can be done on a mobile phone now. But go to the Contact Congress resource at nbaa.org/action and make sure that our elected representatives know our concerns with this privatization proposal.
I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
What if you could let your members of Congress know about the value of business aviation with a click of the mouse? NBAA's Contact Congress resource lets you do just that, with messages you can customize and send to Congress so they know your thoughts on laws affecting business aviation. Make your voice heard at www.nbaa.org/action.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Are you still trying to figure out the FAR Part 135 regulations on crew duty and rest time? Well, if you are, you're by no means alone. That's why NBAA will conduct a webinar later this month called Part 135 Duty and Rest, Gauging Your Compliance. It takes place at 1 Eastern Time, Wednesday afternoon, February 10th. For more information, you can read the Chief Counsel's interpretation on the website and register for the webinar at nbaa.org. Finally, a tip of the hat to Dan Wolf. He's Associate Vice President and General Manager of Aviation at Nationwide Insurance. He has now joined the very select few designated by the Kitty Hawk Air Academy as a living legend of aviation. Among his peers, actor Harrison Ford, astronaut Buzz Aldrin, and NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin. Congratulations, Dan. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.